This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Only place in town you're going to win tickets to the VCU basketball monster game against St. Louis tomorrow night. So stay tuned for your chance to win later in the show. As a general rule, if you have children and it's the holiday season, you get sick. So I'm working back from that. But I'm not going to put a damper on an otherwise lovely show we got planned for you. I want to go deep, deep, deep into the Washington Commanders today during this radio show. We're going to set the stage for the offseason. We're going to get you ready. We've heard from everybody now, and you'll hear from everybody over the course of the show. You'll hear from Jaden Daniels. You'll hear from Von Miller. You'll hear from Adam Peters, the general manager. You'll hear from Dan Quinn. And we'll take on the big topics of the offseason, what's coming, what it all means. Now that we can kind of take a breath, if you're wondering, will we do Commanders Rewind today off of the scintillating win against the Philadelphia Eagles? No, we won't. You're welcome. You're welcome to find another sports radio show that spends time going deep on that scintillating win over the Philadelphia Eagles. It's not going to be this one. We've turned the page. You've turned the page. We've turned the page. It's playoff time. Not a lot of NFL talk today. We'll weave it in as appropriate, but this one's for the Washington Commanders, who were not good this year. They'll be the 7th overall draft pick next year. Were really good 2 years ago. I don't have to tell you that. You lived it with us. Ride to the NFC title game. It's the same people both times, and I think that's what everybody's struggling with right now. We watched these people do good things, and then we watch these people do bad things, and we don't have enough of a sample size to be like, well, what's going on here? What in the world is this team all about? Is this identity all about? And, you know, nobody wants a repeat of Ron Rivera snuck into the playoffs the first year, cratered after that. But also, there's certainly plenty of examples historically of teams that take a step back in their second year and then find their footing and are really good in years 3, 4, 5, and 6. I think the conversation starts with Jaden Daniels because he's a franchise quarterback. And here's what I'm going to tell you over the next 2 hours. He's a franchise quarterback. That much is not up for debate or dispute. He's a fantastic NFL quarterback. He's worth building a team around still. When he was good this year, he was Jaden Daniels good. That Chargers game was a high point for a lot of fans for a reason. It was an excellent football game, a demonstration of Jaden's skills. There were also games where he was bottled up, and there were games where he was healthy and bottled up. In Green Bay, he was healthy and contained until that injury there at the end. There were also a lot of games where he was just plain injured. And then there's the big debate hovering over everything. So last night was Adam Peters' annual, semi-annual, biannual, which one's twice a year? Semi-annual, I think. I don't know. Twice a year, Adam Peters talks to us and lets us into his brain for a little while. And equally interesting, every time Adam Peters has talked, he's taken the stage with somebody, with Josh Harris when he was introduced, with Dan Quinn since DQ has been hired as head coach. And the number one thing we all wanted to know was what's up with Cliff Kingsbury. Because there were the reports over the weekend, Diana Rossini and Ben Standing, first on them, that there is friction between Cliff Kingsbury and Adam Peters. And so Nikki Javala asks about Cliff Kingsbury. That's a pretty fair question, right, given that. But Adam Peters won't answer the question. He says Dan's going to answer that question because Dan handles assistant coaches. So you now let's break that down. It's a major news story. That doesn't obligate him to comment on it. But I also think it would take a minimal amount of effort to be complimentary of another human in that environment. He's an NFL personnel guy. He's done this for you. And we've asked coaches before, and coaches have even guys they don't like. Yeah, you know, I love working with that guy. I love that time he did the thing where we went to the NFC title game. Like, you don't have to be like, we're best friends and we're going to go out for ice cream later. But you also have to be like, I'm not talking about that person because he doesn't work for me. Everybody works for you. You're in charge here. So he kicks it to Dan Quinn. DQ, maybe you'd like to say something nice about Cliff Kingsbury.
How would you assess the work that Cliff did with the offense?
Yeah, we're going through all the coaches. Cliff, offensively, defensively, on the teams wide. And so that's really what we're digging into, Nikki, to find what's best, how do we do it, you know, where do we find spaces to improve. And, you know, for Cliff, for Joe, for Larry, for all of us, like, that's our main focus. Like, so we're never in this space again. And that's what we want to dig in hard on.
That wasn't a nice thing about Cliff Kingsbury. That was a weird generic answer.
We're going through all the coaches, MP.
Everybody gets reviewed at the end of the year. That is coach speak. Sure. Like, we've heard that from Dan Quinn before after games. Like, we're going to look at everything. After losses, that wasn't good enough. We're going to look at everything. This is a very specific news story that there's a very specific rift in the building between a very accomplished coach and a very accomplished general manager who have two different visions of what this team needs to be. That's not we're going to evaluate everything territory. That was an opportunity to say I've enjoyed working with Cliff, anything, and Adam Peters doubled down there. I don't deal with Dan picks the assistant coaches and I support Dan. End of story. It was... There is no smoking gun here. This is what's annoying about it. There is no smoking gun here. There is no like, that guy. We got to get rid of that guy. But there was also not even a little bit of an olive branch. Which, by the way, if you're going to work together for another 12 calendar months, I think an olive branch is appropriate there. Elizabeth, like, hey, is anybody happy with the way this year went? No. We're all mad with the way this year went. But we're going to figure it out together. Cliff has, do the thing everybody does. Why do we love Cliff? Well, Cliff has coached Johnny Manziel and Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. Like, do the roll call. You don't even have to think up a fresh thought. Everybody can do the Cliff Kingsbury roll call. He's coached a lot of people that are very successful at quarterback. Do the roll call. Do that, like, hey, remember that time he called a great play? Man, I loved that play. A little olive branch would have been no olive branch. Here's where I think we're at with Cliff Kingsbury. I think they really want him to get another job. I think that they're hopeful that this thing will blow over. Because Dan Quinn said at the very start, I'm not talking about changes today. You've had 6 weeks to think about changes, buddy. This thing's been over for a long time. When the plane landed from Madrid, you were starting to think about changes. This is not a fresh thought. It's not, wait a second. The season over? What should we do about defensive coordinator? About offense? I don't know. You've had 6 weeks to think about it. Now's not the time to talk about that. Why is now not the time to talk about it? I think it's because they want Cliff Kingsbury to get a head coaching job. I think they want to nudge him out the door, which, by the way, was what happened to Eric Bieniemy. I remind you, in Kansas City, when he got the offensive coordinator play caller job here, there was no effort made to keep him. Can we hit close to home? Mike Rhodes, right? Like, hey, I'm thinking about going to Penn State. That's awesome, Mike. We're so happy for you. Are we going to have a discussion about it? No, we're just, let's throw a party, man. Like, good luck at Penn State. Like, wow, your assistant packed your stuff already? That's incredible. Like, it said the car's gassed up and ready to go. We hope you have a great time there. It's a little bit of that vibe. Like, Cliff, wouldn't you love Las Vegas? Las Vegas, great this time of year. You know what other place is great? Tennessee. Oh, Tennessee and his ten of believing, baby. Let's go. We'll load it up. We'll get your playbook. We'll put a little Titans logo on it for you. Send you out. We'll have a little party. We'll get a Wegmans cake. I think they're really hoping this problem solves itself. This takes us two different ways. One of those ways is the problem doesn't solve itself and Cliff Kingsbury returns. Is that tenable? Are you okay with Cliff Kingsbury coaching your franchise quarterback for another year and in a make-or-break year? And by the way, I am, but I'm a Cliff fan. More so than Awad, you know that. He's on noon to three today. I'm a Cliff fan, so I'm going to apologize for my guy, right? There were circumstances, blah. I think he can get better. If he does leave, though, I think that's a big problem, too. Fill in a hole, because there is nobody out there who you can plug into the Cliff Kingsbury system. You're in a Jalen Hurts deal now where you're learning a new system, learning a new way. Some systems you can plug and go. I think you would really struggle to find somebody who meshes with Cliff. The other factor here that goes unmentioned through the whole thing is Jaden likes Cliff. They work together well. They have a good working relationship. If you take his coach away from him, he's going to be unhappy. That's why this problem needs to solve itself. If Cliff takes a head coaching job somewhere, well, nobody's mad at anybody. That's the goal. You want to be an NFL head coach. We'll throw the party. Jaden will cut the cake. He'll serve everybody. Like, sorry, Jaden, you lost your guy. You love him, but he's a head coach in the NFL. Now, you can't begrudge him that opportunity. If he is pushed out, are you alienating your star quarterback? You can't do that. He's coming back next year. Uh-oh. We got ourselves a situation in Ashburn. None of which is the main situation, by the way, which is the defense stunk this year, and the defense stunk for large portions of last year, too, a thing that people forget because of how good Jaden Daniels was. When I talk about the offense, I talk about an offense that had one spectacular fly close to the sun season, and I talk about an offense that had one mediocre defenses feasted on them year. When I talk about the Commanders' defense, I talk about a group that had two dud seasons. Like, that, the throw to Terry that I won't shut up about until I die in Cincinnati on Monday Night Football last year, start of the season. Why did Jaden have to make that throw to Terry? It's because the Bengals didn't punt the whole freaking game at any point. It would have been nice to get one stop, and it could have been Jaden's famous kneel down to beat Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. But he didn't. And by the way, the Bengals haven't proven themselves to be great either. Just saying. Plenty more. You will hear Adam Peters' voice on the other side. He spoke at length about the Terry McLaurin negotiations. We'll dive into that. Laremy Tunsil's contract coming up this year. What he thinks about injuries and the upcoming draft. We'll break all that down for you. With you until noon. A reminder, we are giving away tickets to VCU St. Louis. Not now. Not now. You got to stick around. It will happen before the show's over, though. We're off and running on a Tuesday morning. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's in the Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app, breaking down the Washington Commanders season. And it's time to hear from the man himself, Adam Peters, who is, let's make no bones about it here, the most powerful guy in the building in Ashburn, which makes it all the more rare that we don't get to hear from him on a regular basis. So that it makes moments like yesterday a little bit more special when you get to hear from Adam Peters, and a little bit more important. How long has it been since we've heard from Adam Peters? We haven't talked to him since the Terry McLaurin negotiations ended. And so I think it's reasonable to say, hey, you reflect back on that. Did that go exactly the way you thought that was going to go? Because he got hurt and that wasn't great and that part of it. Here's Adam Peters on the Terry negotiations.
I think both us and Terry would agree that we would like to get that done a little bit faster. It didn't happen that way. Certainly, that there's reasons for that, but ultimately you'd like to get those things done before we did. In terms of where Terry's at, I thought, obviously he got hurt early, but I thought he did a really good job at the end of the year. I was really pleased with where he's at, playing at a really high level right now and going into next year. So really pleased with the end result of the contract. Obviously you'd like to get it done earlier, and I think that's a good lesson too, just engaging in those things a little bit earlier, and hopefully you get to the end before we did on this one, and certainly we'll do that moving forward.
It's both of us wish we had got it done sooner. Terry's side wishes it got done a little differently too, because as you know, he didn't make a dime of money in that transaction, and a lot of it was incentives that he did not hit and lost it. It's true. He picked up his play as the season went on. It's true. It's great to have Terry in the building long term. You'd certainly rather have him than not have him. I think we've gotten it done a little bit differently last year. Adam Peters is entering an interesting space here because it was really easy for him to sign players last year. And to that extent, I think it was really easy for him to sign players 2 years ago. I know it was a bad team and had the reputation, was branded, but there was excitement. It was his first year, DQ's first year, Josh Harris, new ownership, their first full year. I'm not pinning the last year of Ron Rivera on them. There was excitement in the building. He called people. You want to come be a part of this? Yeah, sure. Got guys he knew. Got your Cleveland Farrells and Javon Kinlaws over the last few years certainly reached into that well. Dan Quinn called guys he knew, your Dorrance Armstrongs of the world, got them to come in. I don't think it's been a struggle for Adam Peters to sign players at any point as general manager of the Washington Commanders. Von Miller came here. Bobby Wagner came here. That was a DQ one, obviously. But the point being, Zach Ertz came here. Guys who this franchise has historically struggled to attract, you know, good name players who have a lot left to give and are great teammates, were coming here voluntarily and in droves. Is that going to happen this offseason? Will that happen? They have the most free agency money to spend. And Adam Peters also said yesterday, teams get in trouble when they throw a lot of money at guys they don't know. So far, they have focused on guys they know and guys that have been developed either by Adam Peters or by Dan Quinn. And so I think this offseason, coming off a losing season, it's going to be significantly harder for him to get deals done, which is why the Terry thing was interesting, because that's the toughest deal he's done so far. And it became contentious and it went down to the wire. And two things happened there. One, he won. Make no mistake about it. Terry did not win. Terry did not get what he wanted in that contract negotiation. But also, he lost. He got a star receiver who got hurt early in the year. And I think it's extremely fair to point out the correlation between guys holding out missing training camp and getting injured early in seasons. And that set this year back, which was an important year. Won't happen next year with him, obviously, but Laremy Tunsil's on deck next year. Let's play number 12 here, Hazel. This is Peters talking about Laremy Tunsil, because I think the Terry thing informs what he's going to do going forward. And so it was very interesting. Like last year, he was studiously neutral on the Terry situation. Terry is a good receiver. We want to have Terry on our team. We're working with him, but also he's under contract. Laremy Tunsil is a good left tackle who's under contract. This is not that. This is glowing praise for Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, you know, in terms of the evaluation, I think in his impact on our team, I thought it was really outstanding, both on the field and in the locker room. He's a great leader. I don't think, and he's not really upfront about it, but he's an outstanding leader. He's an outstanding mentor to the other old linemen. He's a really good teammate, and in a lot of ways that you don't really see because he's not looking for attention, but it's been really, really awesome to get to know him and to see how he goes about his business. Incredibly hard worker. And then on the field, I thought, you know, he was one of the better left tackles, if not the best in the league. He didn't get recognition for the Pro Bowl, which I was disappointed in, but you look at the metrics, he did a great job. So that's all to say that, you know, we've had, you know, constant communication. He's self-represented, but he has a team around him that we have constant communication with and had throughout the year. So I think what I can say is we definitely want to get something done with him and sooner rather than later.
We want to get something done with him and sooner rather than later. He's not a Pro Bowler, but he's a Pro Bowler in the Pro Bowl of my heart. That's gushing praise from Adam Peters. Is he trying on something new? I don't know. I give him credit. This is not the Terry approach. This is different. This is, yeah, we have an important piece in the building. Yeah, he's going to want a new deal. And yeah, I'm open to doing it, which was also a thing we didn't hear along the line with Terry last year. Because you remember a lot of that discussion was like, does he need to just shut up and play out his contract? And I think he could absolutely take that stance with Laremy Tunsil. And as you know, I'm the lone man crying out in the wilderness on this. I understand that I'm Mel Gibson and the hordes are coming at me. I think Laremy Tunsil's within his rights to say I'm an excellent NFL player. It's last year of my contract. You'd cut me if I was bad, so redo the deal now that I'm good. All of you disagree with that. I understand that. But for a general manager to come join Team MP, we want to get something done. He's a great player. We want to get this done. It feels like a shift change from Adam Peters, and it makes you wonder if the Terry lesson got absorbed. And certainly, the last thing in the world you'd want is going into a key season, your left tackle getting injured early in the year because he held out during training camp. Self-represented is interesting as well, because Lamar Jackson was famously self-represented, and that thing went really downhill in Baltimore. That doesn't mean it have to. There are a lot of guys in the NFL who are self-represented. It goes well. But there's a guy, he's a quarterback, he's really important. And I've heard that his mom is taking the classes to represent her son as an NFL agent in his next contract negotiations. That's not literally self-represented, but it's all in the family. I think it's the same thing. That's an important one, because that's an important relationship. And by the way, said mom tweeted out over the weekend what was widely perceived, and I think correctly, as praise for Cliff Kingsbury, because her son likes Cliff Kingsbury. And this is the guy who allegedly doesn't like Cliff Kingsbury, but didn't want to talk about it yesterday because he's not in charge of assistant coaches. Dan Quinn is in charge of assistant coaches. I think there's a lot of foreshadowing here. And I'll be curious. I would love for Laramie Tunsil to be done. When we're in San Francisco, Bud Light Big Game Week, let's get a Laramie Tunsil deal done. I would welcome that approach, and I think free agents would too, and I think it would make this team attractive in an offseason where I don't know how attractive this team is going to be. Now, there's also this. There's a roster here, and they have the most free agency money in football, but they got a lot of holes to fill. So it's Commanders time. It's Commanders Day all day today. It's like the big Commanders rewind, like whole season Commanders rewind. We'll hear from Bill. We'll retire the Bill sounder for the season. We'll talk about the running back room. We'll get to this defense, what they need. And we will give out tickets to VCU St. Louis. Big game tomorrow night at the Stew. Stick around. It's MP on the mic. 910 the Fan.
Hate it when this happens. Ben Standing's got a better line than me. I say, like, what should Dan Quinn have said about Cliff Kingsbury yesterday?
And I said, like, Cliff has done a great job here. We love Cliff. Clearly, they want him to take a head coaching job somewhere. They would like this situation to Eric Bieniemy itself and solve it as it did in Kansas City. Andy Reid was ready to move on. I got my guy. He's coming back from Chicago. What do I do with this guy who is on paper very successful, well-liked by people, liked by teammates? I can't get rid of him. I could make him head play caller in Washington. I'll call my guy Ron Rivera, sell him a nice used car. And we rode that ride for a year. It feels like they're trying to Eric Bieniemy out Cliff Kingsbury here. They're ready to move on. Ben Standing says he wanted them to say Cliff's our guy unless he becomes a head coach somewhere. Some level of commitment to him for next year, which was noticeably absent in that entire exchange. There's no commitment to Cliff Kingsbury. There's no commitment to keeping him around next year. And in fact, Dan Quinn opened yesterday with, we're not going to talk about personnel. It's too soon. Buddy, you've been out of the playoffs for 6 weeks. It's not too soon to talk about personnel. Never too soon to talk about what happened in the season. So let's talk about health, injuries. Adam Peters was doing that. This is clip 10 here. Adam Peters talking about just why the season went the way it went from his perspective.
Fixed. I think, the health played a big part. Certainly it wasn't even close to the only part, but I think starting with a healthy team and really staying healthy is a big deal. But I know there's, I think I feel really good at some spots, but there's certainly a few spots where we can improve and get young, really, fast, exciting, explosive talent, and that's what we're doing right now. We're working on the draft and got a set of draft meetings coming up next week, which I'm really, really excited about. Got the scouts all showing us their reports and identifying some guys. We have a high pick, which is something that you don't really want if it's your own pick, but we're going to take advantage of that and try to find a young, explosive playmaker, wherever that may be.
It's an explosive player, number seven. That's probably going to be a defensive pass rusher, and that would be a big improvement to this team, which struggled at that position this year. I'm okay with pinning this on injuries, and I do think that's the big question hovering over everything. How much were injuries a factor here? Unquestionably, injuries were a major factor in how this season went down. Unquestionably, if they had stayed healthy all year, this would be a team with a better record. I don't think anybody could dispute that. You saw the luck stats the other day. The ball bounced these guys' way 2 years ago in a way it didn't this past year. And also, some things got worse along the way as well. So here's Adam Peters on the coach, Dan Quinn, who he very much still believes in.
what I'm proud of this year, and I think that year as well, that was a little more challenging because it was a COVID year, and we ended up having to move to Arizona for a month. But it really tests your resolve, and it tests your what we call brotherhood. And what was cool to see today, we met with a lot of players today on the checkout process, and you know, really tip my cap to DQ here, because a lot of them, despite the poor results, everybody really still believed in us and this team and what we're doing and the direction we're going. So I think that's something that you can really lean on and say, okay, we can dig into this more and you know, bank on that we're going to have a little bit better luck with that next year and continue to add healthy pieces and get those guys that we lost back, which is a big deal too. We get a lot of those guys back, which will really make us look a lot different.
Yeah, there's injuries again, but also the desire to keep the brotherhood intact. That's, you know, one of DQ's phrases. Dan Quinn's not going anywhere. Not that we thought he would. I think everybody understands at this point he's staying. But to praise Dan like that and not offer to discuss Cliff at all because he works for Dan, I think there's enough there for me to... The flags are up. Like, wait a second. Something's happening here. And that's something we'll be unpacking for a while. The checkout process? Do we self-check it? Do they do the 5-cent tax on plastic bags? Clean-out day is weird, having covered a lot of these. And Hazel, you're now a veteran of covering an NFL game. On the day after the season ends, they truly do come clean out their lockers, throw all their stuff in big garbage bags and suitcases, and haul it out to their cars, and do an exit interview with the coach and general manager. I've never heard it referred to as the checking out process, which does make it feel like we were at Hotel Ashburn for 3 months. How was the stay? 2 stars, not good, would not repeat. And we checked out. They settled up with the house.
We value your feedback. We will be sending you a survey.
There are rules about what equipment they can and can't take.
Oh, really?
And there are also opportunities to purchase additional equipments. They have like 7 or 8 jerseys that they wear over the course of practices, games, all those things. And they get to keep one of all of their game jerseys. But if they want more, they have to buy it. It gets taken out of their paycheck.
Dang.
Yeah. Same with some, like, you know, you want like, get your footballs or thing, like, you know, team equipment from the year, you know, some of the gear. You check out and you got to pay for it.
No, I guess that makes sense. You don't want to get cleared out at the end of the season.
No free ride. Yeah, it's the equipment crew's there. Hang on. What do you got? You got our wristbands? All right.
Write that down.
You'll be seeing that on your week 7. Yep, absolutely. You'll be seeing that on your week 18 paycheck. thanks for coming. Same with tickets. Everybody assumes they can just get free tickets to the games. They get 2.
You get
2 tickets to the game, and they can buy more. Like, which is an actual perk, because a lot of these games are sold out, and you legit cannot buy tickets to the game. But they buy tickets to the games. Super Bowl is always a big deal, obviously. They get, like, 4 or 8, I forget which number. They get more, but not enough. Like, everybody,
Super Bowl.
Everybody in your life wants to come cheer you on at the Super Bowl. It's not VHSL title game where you pay your $10 at the door and get a program. It's an operation. If there's money to be made, the NFL will make that money.
Woo.
Don't you worry about that. All right. Why don't we give out these VCU tickets, step aside, and then you're going to hear from a lot of football players in hour number 2 because they checked out yesterday in Ashburn. We'll talk about what this roster needs, what they need to do moving forward as we break down the Commanders offseason. But first, if you're around tomorrow night and you don't have tickets, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity / once-in-today opportunity. I don't know. We'll give away tickets again another time, but we won't today. I got 2 tickets, VCU against St. Louis tomorrow night. They are the 2 best teams in the Atlantic 10. Let's make no bones about it. This is a monster game at the Stew. We need you there. We need you cheering them on, and I will give you a pair of tickets right now. If you are my first caller, 833-804-0910. So the 804 second, don't mix that up. 833 804
800-919-0910. We'll give those away. We'll be back on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. That was a new one. We almost gave away the tickets, but didn't. They're digital tickets. Our guy didn't have an email to be able to receive them. So I am bummed out for you, but I hope you come down to the Siegel Center tomorrow night. Anyway, come say hey if you're there. Awad and I'll be there. Awad will be hosting pregame. To be clear, we then did give away the tickets to somebody else who was waiting online. The tickets are gone. You can't have them. There's a few left if you want to go. And I don't know if I'm supposed to pump this out widely or not, but if you go to the VCU basketball Instagram page, so we're like two levels beyond email now, but if you go to the VCU basketball Instagram page, there's a link for $11 general admission tickets to this game, which is an insane deal. $11 to watch what I think a lot of people in America will tell you will be one of the best basketball games nationally tomorrow night. So I'm fired up for that. What we're doing right now, though, is we're devoting today to the Washington Commanders season. It's a season rewind because I don't have the appetite to do a Commanders rewind about specific to the Philly game. I don't think you do either. I'm happy for Josh Johnson. I'm sad for the draft position. That is all the take I can muster. Jay Gruden was on Grant and Danny yesterday. They were asking about the flea flicker. Like, yeah, sure. If you installed a flea flicker in training camp and you made it 18 weeks without calling it and it's week 18, call your dang flea flicker. Empty out the playbook. What do I care? It's fun. It was fun to watch. Did it go well? No, not at all. That's okay. It's week 18. Doesn't bother me one bit. Commanders are the number 7 pick in the draft. Defense is obviously where they have to zero in here. Let's start with Frankie Luvu, because I think Frankie Luvu in a lot of ways is emblematic of what the defense was this year. Frankie Luvu is talented. Full stop. I'll ride with that guy any day. I want him on my football team. We've gotten to know him a little bit, and I know people who know him, and they say he's a hard worker. And you saw that 2 years ago when he was incredible and burst onto the scene and was a great pickup from Carolina. This year, he wasn't as good. And that doesn't mean I want to cut Frankie Luvu, and that doesn't mean I want to trade Frankie Luvu, but it means I want to get to the bottom of why Frankie Luvu hasn't been as good this year. And I think there's a lot of guys. Mike Sanders still is in that camp. He turned it up late in the season. He got some really key takeaways late in the season. But I think Luvu's probably your number one case of, like, there were guys who were supposed to be good. They weren't good. What happened? Here's Frankie Luvu yesterday at Locker Room Cleanout Day, which I will forever be referring to as Checkout Day from now on.
Visually, were you happy for the most part?
Yeah, I was happy. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, I got put in situations where, you know what I mean, guys are down and, you know, I had to play a role where, you know, I might be comfortable, I might not. But at the end of the day, man, I'm here to play ball. And, you know, I'm not off the field. I ain't complaining or anything. But for the most part, you know, I'm happy where I was at. Yeah, man, I say injuries. You know, we lost a few guys. But a lot of key players. You know, having Terry back, you know, later in the season kind of helped us as well. So that just seeing the difference in that, you know, it played a huge factor in how we played, you know what I mean? But not only that, just feel like the injuries as well, but, you know, we just gotta finish, you know what I mean? But we finished on a good note, and that's we played with each other, the brotherhood, like I said about yesterday, and, you know, that's what we came here to do.
What gives you confidence that a season like this won't happen again next year?
To be honest, I ain't really thinking about, like, what next year. I'm just trying to be present right now. I'm trying to be in the moment, you know what I mean? Trying to be there with the guys, and you know, a lot of faces we're not gonna see, and a lot of faces we're still gonna see. So, at the time, we're trying to embrace that and just go with it.
It's just maybe a little bit motivating today that you guys are saying your goodbyes. You know, playoffs roll on next weekend.
Yeah.
The expectations you guys had going in.
Yeah, man. Definitely, we got it on our minds and heading into the off season. I think the main thing, man, I feel like just checking in on each other. You know, what I mean, at the end of the day, just as human as everybody else, and we didn't finish the way we wanted, you know what I mean, the season we wanted and the expectations we have for ourselves. But the main thing is, man, we still got each other, and you know, the guys that wasn't with us and we lost on the way are now with us. So I think that's a big thing for us.
As Frankie Louvu, he's a linebacker for the Commanders. It's also a mean baseline getting dropped there underneath Frankie Louvu. You hear some of that. There's music in the checkout aisle, or at least there was yesterday in Ashburn. That's not grocery store music, though. Like, there's a very specific accepted range of grocery store music. That's outside of that range. Holiday music during the holiday. It's Mix 98. Mix 98 is grocery store music. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's not what was playing in Ashburn in the checkout lane yesterday. Frankie Louvu, used the phrase brotherhood there, loves playing for DQ, obviously, as so many of these guys do. Chalked up the injuries and then went there with, like, hey, I was put out of position. Because of the injuries, I was put out of position. I don't know that that's 100% true. He's certainly a unique player with a unique skill set. I would guess there were times he couldn't be optimally used because of the lack of a pass rush. I think playing out of position is probably a bit of a stretch there. I don't know if you saw Russell Wilson yesterday said he tore his hamstring before the Cowboys game. And everyone was like, well, wait a second, why wasn't that on the injury report? And then he came back and he said, no, I just didn't tell anybody. That's a very specific and weird injury to have and not disclose to anybody and also have nobody notice for the entirety of a professional football game. You be you, man. That's Russell Wilson. Frankie Louvu played out of position. I think some guys did play out of position. I also think that's why the last few weeks were so important. To me, the last few weeks were Dan Quinn's audition tape for, hey, this is the kind of defense I can build. You know, my guy, Joe Witt, I love my guy, Joe Witt, but he was getting in the way. We're going to do things the Dan Quinn way now. The Dan Quinn way wasn't much better than the Joe Witt way because I think the two of them were pretty inextricably linked. There were a little bump, and then against good competition, it went straight back down. I want Frankie Louvu around, though, and he doesn't have answers. I'll be honest. I'm the radio host. I don't have answers either on the Frankie Louvu regression. I'm willing to give him a try next year. I'm willing to give all these guys a try next year with Dan Quinn. It's going to be a fascinating offseason for DQ because these modern offenses are beating the pants off of his defense. They were this year, and they were at times last year, too. Let's not overlook that. The one primo example you'd give as the exception would be that Lions game, and I think Jared Goff just was terrible in that game. I think that was a big factor there as to why that went the way it did. All right, let's tee up. Let's do Javon Kinlaw, too, because I think he was the find this year. Of all the guys who showed up that were drafted, that were signed, Laremy Tunsil was great, but we knew Laremy Tunsil was great. Debo was great. I think we knew Debo was really good. I think the thing with Debo that caught us all off guard was that Debo was a really good teammate and a good dude and a hard worker. That was not the reputation the San Francisco people gave him on the way out. So, you know, sometimes things aren't the way they're labeled. Both free agent finds were great. I would bring back Debo in a heartbeat. I would bring back Laremy Tunsil in a heartbeat. But if you're talking about, like, Adam Peters putting on the hard hat, doing his job, you know, looking in the mirror, saying, I look good today, and then signing good football players, I think Javon Kinlaw is your number one. Found a guy who I had written off, the league had written off, the Jets had written him off. All right, let's just emphasize that. The New York Jets were like, yeah, we're not sure about this guy. And the Niners had too. So it's not just like bad team evaluates a guy incorrectly. The Niners, good team, well run, were like, nah, not this guy. The Jets were like, nah, not this guy. And everybody's like, nah, this guy. And he was really good. Here's Javon Kinlaw.
Well, I mean, shit, it's kind of sad because it's like, I was just saying, I felt like, shit, we should still be playing ball right now, you know? And I never wanted to end, no matter if you go all the way to the Super Bowl, because I've been in that situation, you know, because when it's over, you know? And you got to get your ducks in line and prepare for the next year. But, man, it was a crazy year. It was a tough year, man, with all these injuries around here, man. And shit just went south, but I feel like the brotherhood stayed strong no matter what. And that's the biggest thing you want to see when you got a group of players that's going through a lot of adversity, man. Are they turning on each other or are they pulling each other closer? And we did a great job of pulling each other closer, man, and smiling through the pain. I mean, that's a great question, but I just try to look internally. I feel like, sure, me personally, I left a lot of plays out there, put myself in a in a few bad positions, trying to do too much sometimes, trying to overcompensate and make all the plays on the field. And I could have just did a better job of doing my role, playing with my technique, good hands, good pad level. But questions like that, I try to look internally, you know, because that's all I can do is control what I can control.
Smiling through the pain, the 2025 Washington Commanders. It was smiles, it was pain, it was smiles through the pain. It was Javon Kinlaw speaking there, who I think he was a great find, repping for D.C. You love a local guy doing good things, and he'll be back next year. Right, and that's one of the themes here. He cites injuries. He said our two words of the day there, injuries and brotherhood. He was like, these guys didn't turn on each other. We still fight for each other. You saw that late in the season. They weren't good, but dang if they didn't like each other and they were trying hard every single week. And that is a credit to Dan Quinn. And that is tough to do on a bad football team. We've seen a lot of bad football around here. It's tough to stay motivated when it goes downhill that quickly. These guys did. That's a credit to Dan Quinn. Now, can he put them in position to succeed and win next year? That's a challenge. And which defensive coordinator will he do it with? We'll take on that and more. We'll retire the Bill Sounder. We'll get you ready for AWOD Radio. He's noon to 3 here on the Fan. Grant and Danny will pick it up after that. I'll be in the Beltway Blitz with Grant and Danny tonight at 4:15. So you can mark that on your calendars right now as you're driving around town. We're back after this. You're listening to Richmond's home of the Commanders, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. So this is when we would do Commanders Rewind on Tuesday. So it would be a hole in our hearts going forward. But there's also this. In like 8 weeks is going to be Tuesdays with Trey. It's really fast. It's right around the corner. There's a new baseball stadium coming up. And Trey Wilson joins us on Tuesdays, which, of course, we then phase out into Commanders Rewind. We're in the season now between the two. I think we got some VCU Tuesday nighters. We'll fill it with some Robbie Robinson. There's a hole in our hearts that's not coming back. We'll do our best to try to fill that. I think there were moments of joy in this Commanders season, unquestionably. And to me, one of them was the emergence of Bill, the running back. And everybody rallying around that, like, we need folk heroes. America needs folk heroes. And one man dared to rise to that occasion. Yeah, and that's it. That's it. Put it in the casket, retire it until next year. That's the end of the Bill Sounder for this year. I think he's a strong candidate to be at Bud Light Big Game Week. I hadn't thought about that until just now. He fits the criteria, like lovable folk hero, name people know, 4-time Pepsi Rookie of the Week, I believe. I don't know if he's getting 5 this week. I don't think he did enough to get 5 this week. But 4-time Pepsi Rookie of the Week, and needs money. Those are the people we run into at Radio Row. This is why I get surprised I get invited back every year. I call it like it is. There are parties to go to. It's the West Coast. We all have to wake up early to do it. It takes a special, you know, you need a little nudge to get you out on a Radio Row in the morning to come do the things at the Super Bowl. I got that motivation. There are NFL players who don't have that motivation. Bill's on a rookie running back 7th round contract. Bill's got the motivation. I think we could be chatting with him on Radio Row, just calling that right now. I think he's a guy we may see there. He was everything coming out of training camp. And then he was great. He earned the starting spot. Eckler got hurt, which I think hurt Bill's development. I think if Eckler had stayed healthy and they had split snaps, I think you would have seen a more logical, natural NFL rookie progression. It didn't happen. He got thrown into the fire, not wrongly, by the coaching staff, by Adam Peters, because everything he had shown was that he was ready for it, and he struggled with that full workload. And he struggled because it is hard to learn an NFL playbook, do an NFL playbook, and execute it in real time, and also the number of sheer options and responsibilities you've got. You know, back when Chris Cooley would do his film breakdowns, he always talk about, you know, choice routes or option routes. We think of a playbook as like a static thing, but a lot of these plays, the running back has 4 different things they could be doing. And it's not just go as the spirit leads you. The quarterback's reading the play, and based on how it reads and how the defense looks, he thinks he knows what you're going to do. And by the way, he better be right. You better do that, because if you don't, you're going to be in the wrong spot. You're not going to throw the block. You're not going to get the pass, whatever it is. That is hard against NFL defenses. And I think it took Bill a minute to come around on that. Late in the season, you saw him reemerge. You saw him establish himself again. Here is Bill reflecting on his rookie season in the NFL.
I'm gonna approach it. I'm gonna go get the feedback. I'm gonna look for the coach's feedback, and I'm gonna look at everything I did wrong. And during the off season, I'm gonna go hit it 100% and come back better than ever.
Do you remember how old you were when you started to dream this? And how did the dream meet? How did the reality meet your dream?
I was maybe 10 years old. And I'm watching the NFL, and I'm like, I know, like, when they get cold, like, how the NFL players have the jackets on and stuff like that. I'm like, dang, it's really real. Like, I got the jackets on, like, how they have on the sideline. So, like, that was, like, when it really hit me. I was like, this really cool. Like, you really in the NFL. But, I mean, it being everything got a dream, though.
Was there a moment, obviously, the year as a team was not the way you guys wanted, but for you, was there a moment this season you're like, wow, that was something I'll always remember?
I would say the Chargers game. That was my favorite. That was my favorite game. Just scoring touchdown, talking to Tom Brady, and like, that was like, it really hit me. I was like, "You really doing it?" So I mean, it was cool.
That's an incredible answer, because that is a very common question. Like, what is your welcome to the NFL moment? When did you know you had arrived? And I think there's like a commonly accepted set of answers, which is like running out of the tunnel, getting hit for the first time. A lot of guys would be that, like, you know, in college, you know, the guys aren't as fast and they're not as powerful. Like, you know, like running back will tell you, like, the first time you get hit, you're like, oh, it's going to be like that here. Okay, I got to get myself ready for that. Scoring your first touchdown, right? Like, all these milestones, first win. Like, talking to Tom Brady was a great answer. Like, he won the game against the Chargers on national TV. He got to do the post-game interview. He's talking to Tom Brady. That's really freaking cool. And Bill, instead, for his welcome to the NFL moment, goes with when they put the big jacket on me after I scored. And I always watched football, and they put the big jacket on the guy. Somebody was putting a big jacket on me. I was like, dang, I'm in the NFL now.
That's the best answer. He's right.
That's fantastic. That's so good. Love that kid. Hope he comes back strong next year, because they need it. And I trust Adam Peters in this category, because I think just as a pure football scout, Adam Peters hasn't missed yet. We can talk about fit and contract and negotiations and midseason moves, all the millions of things an NFL general manager has to do. But if you look at his two drafts, I think in terms of pure raw talent, he's hit a lot more than he's missed. And I'm moving Luke McCaffrey into the hit column, by the way, based on his breakout before he got injured. But that's one we'll still be debating into next year, and I certainly understand that. Big hit with Jaden, obviously. That'll care. This was a hit. Jordan McGee's a hit. We're just waiting for him to play football and get some snaps out there. We'll see. We'll see what happens along the way next year. But I think at running back, I don't want to use a draft pick. There's so few draft picks. You need to bolster the defense. You need to get younger on defense. It would not bother me to go into next season with Bill, Chris Rodriguez, and then whether that's free agent guy, late round, you know, undrafted guy. There's always a lot of, like, that's why you hire an Adam Peters, is to find that guy in the seventh round who everybody missed. For every Bill you find, that frees up a draft pick earlier in the draft to take at a position where it's not like that. You think about pass rusher, right? Like, very few outstanding NFL pass rushers have been drafted in the fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds historically. It's a measurable skill set. It translates pretty directly from college to pro. By the time the NFL draft happens, you've got that board here who we think are the best pass rushers. I would guess everybody's board is more or less the same. Very few gems falling to the bottom. Quarterbacks in the playoffs this year, right? Like, they're all first rounders. I know there's that, you know, the Tom Brady myth that you'll find your guy late, the Brock Purdy, you know, oh, he's Brock Purdy, he's Mr. Irrelevant. Dak, Russell Wilson. By and large, though, we've figured out how to identify good quarterback prospects, and they get taken early. Running back's not that. If you look at two teams' running back boards, you might say, are they evaluating the same thing? And in some cases, they're not evaluating the same thing. So that's an area where Adam Peters gave them an advantage. I don't mind running it back with Bill. The skill set is there. I think he was just adjusting to the league this year. He got his jacket. He's staying warm. Be ready next year, buddy. You got this. I'm excited for you. Now, I'm going to derail. We're going to skip Chris Rodriguez. Maybe we'll get to him tomorrow. Sorry, C-Rod. He's fine. He's a tough runner, and I hope he comes back next year to get tough running yards. And I completely I overlooked that there's other elements of this running game as well. And Colson Yankoff played a little fullback, and that's certainly part of it as well. Like, that was not a comprehensive. Jeremy McNichols will come back as the pass rushing back, sure. Like, that was not a comprehensive. Chris Rodriguez, by the way, is a restricted free agent, which means essentially the team can bring him back if they want to. They get first dibs. I think they'll bring him back. I think he had good yards late in the year. But I think this also wraps into the Cliff Kingsbury debate, as all things today are going to. The Cliff Kingsbury debate of, can you keep rolling with his style? And these reports that Adam Peters doesn't like it, and I sense, you know, everything's RG3 forever and always. Part of the RG3 situation was, you remember when he got hurt that rookie year, Kirk Cousins came in, and part of the backlash was, they're calling plays differently for Kirk they're not asking Kirk to do some of the things they asked Robert to do, which I always thought was one of the sillier critiques of Kyle Shanahan that's ever been leveled, because they're different dudes with different skill sets. Of course he did. We're rebooting a little of that, because you go online, you read the fans, you listen to, you know, the sports radio. Well, they were doing exclusively shotgun for Jaden, and now they're going under center for Josh Johnson, and they're going under center with a little bit with Marcus, and they're changing the way they call plays. Why can't they do that for Jaden? Because he's a different dude, and he plays differently. And I have no issues with continuing to ride with shotgun, even in a league that's increasingly going under center and doing play action. One, you can do play action on a shotgun. It's fine. And I texted somebody about this last night, because I knew we were going to be talking about this today. I was like, is shotgun more or less effective out of play action? And the answer was, meh, it's the same. Like, play action is a plausible run that's not a run. You can do that out of the pistol. You can do that out of the shotgun. You can do that under center. It doesn't matter. That's not a valid critique. But this notion of like, oh, the con game's differently for Jaden. Yeah, he's a special dude, and he does special things. The challenge next year will be keeping him healthy and keeping him out of harm's way. And we'll get to Jaden on the other side. Actually, let's do Jaden right now. Let me change up the show right now, because we're rolling. Here's Jaden yesterday. And you remember when he talked a month ago, I was upset he didn't acknowledge his role in all of this, because I think he's made some decisions that needlessly put himself in jeopardy. Different tone yesterday. I think this is a little closer to what I wanted to hear. So here's Jaden Daniels yesterday.
I mean, I love working with Cliff. You know, me and him have a special relationship. You know, we kind of built that over these past 2 years. And, you know, I kind of just wish I was out there more to play for him this past year. So, I mean, that's kind of the focus for me in this offseason, is just rebuilding myself from the ground up, and, you know, hopefully go out there, and that's the most important thing, to be available for my team.
With these injuries that happened to you this year, do you feel like you have to play any differently going forward?
I think you always grow and mature. You know, the best ability for myself is availability. So I can go out there and showcase my God-given abilities. And, you know, if I'm not out there, then, you know, I'm kind of hurting the team. And my number one job is to protect the team.
Bingo. That's Jaden Daniels. That's my quarterback. If I'm not out there, it's hurting my team. Yes. Bingo. Now, when you put on the headset this offseason, when you're doing your VR training, what does that mean? And it means, let's go back to the injury, the Seattle game, the one everybody gets mad about all the time. That's an option play. And in an option play, you can make your running back take the hit. That's Bill's job. That's why he's wearing those Pepsi Rookie of the Week belts. That's Chris Rodriguez's job. You read the play correctly, it's yours to keep. You can go in for the touchdown. But also, it's a 24-point blowout. I don't need to be a hero right now. Let's let Chris Rodriguez get hit by a large, fast man. That's the progress. I hope it gets made this offseason. Yeah, right out of the gate there. I love working with Cliff. That's my guy. Yeah, hey, your mom put your cards out there. They like Cliff Kingsbury. Adam Peters doesn't talk about Cliff Kingsbury. He's Dan's employee. Dan doesn't talk about Cliff Kingsbury. There's a full evaluative process they need to go through. One guy in the building likes Cliff. Uh-oh, he's your star quarterback. We're going to be talking about this all offseason long. Buckle up. It's the Commanders show. We've got three segments left, including you'll hear from more players. Von Miller chatted yesterday. Sounds like he wants to come back next year. Will Bobby Wagner return? What about Zach Ertz? It sounded a little bit like Adam Peters did not close the door on that at all. We'll run through that list on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.